Okay. Hello everyone, welcome to my talk about the state of gaming on FreeBSD. First, a little introduction of who am I. So, I'm a FreeBSD user since the release of 9.2. I became a port maintainer since 2016, and as a professional career, I'm a C++ developer and sometimes Python 1. So in this talk, I will discuss several methods to play games on FreeBSD. I will first discuss how to leverage Wine to play Windows games on FreeBSD. Then I will discuss both ways to use Linux emulator to play the native Linux games. And finally, I will discuss the use of Beehive and GPU pass-through to game on it. So let's start with Wine. So in the port 3, we have three versions of Wine. We have the stable version of Wine, that is the version 10.0. The development version, WineDevil, that is at 11.1. And WineProton, which is at 9.0.3. Having this variety of versions allows us to have a wider compatibility option when it comes to games. Because sometimes a newer version of Wine will break game compatibility. So we have some fallback. So on Windows, you have a lot of applications that are both 64-bit and 32-bit. Like for instance, for a game, you will have the setup to install the game that will be 32-bit executable, while the game itself will be a 64-bit application. So how do we resolve this issue? We could use a 64-bit version of Wine on the one part and the 32-bit version on the other. But Wine requires to have both versions working together. And so this is what you have in port 3. So we install the 64-bit version of Wine with PKG. And with another tools, we install a 32-bit version inside a directory. So when you launch Wine, what is actually happening is that you first launch a shell script that is located in user local bin, that itself will run another shell script that will be the 32-bit counterpart. So this one will be located in the home directory of the user under the .i386-wine-pkg directory, which then will run the 32-bit binary executable. So in FreeBSD, when you run any Windows application through Wine, you need to have the 32-bit compatibility layer be enabled, and you need to be able to download the 32-bit components. So how do we do that? So in the port of Wine, we have PKG 32.sh and helper script that is located in the shared directory of Wine that will use internally PKG to install the 32-bit version of Wine inside a directory. To do that, we tell PKG to use another ABI. So instead to use the 64-bit from the current operating system, we use the 32-bit counterpart. And the same for the root directory. Instead of using slash as a root, we tell PKG to install inside the home directory under .i386-wine-pkg. So now that we have Wine installed both in 64-bit and in 32-bit. How do we go from this state to running a game? So first, we will want to specify a prefix for our game, and we will do that by running a winconfig and specifying the prefix used. So you select a directory, you pass it in the wine prefix environment, and you call wine cfg. This will pop up the win configuration for your prefix, and you press OK. Once you've done that, you can install DXVK and PKG 3D, which are compatibility DLLs for Direct 3D from 9 to 12, but we'll use Vulkan instead. And so you will also need to install WinTrex on the host. Finally, you just have to launch the installer like any application. And as an optional step that I usually do, you can configure the game controller settings for making sure that your controller is properly detected. And finally, you can launch the game. So for the controller, we have multiple options. So here I have a DualSense controller that requires me to select the SDL driver for the controller and disable the HID row drivers. So if I disable HID row and enable the SDL driver, my controller is properly detected as an X input device, which, as you can see, register the axis movement here on the screen and the button presses. And as a side note, we can also see that Wine implement the Windows Gaming Input API and that it is properly registered here. So now I will show you some demonstration of Wine working. So here, this is Cyberpunk 2077 that is running out of the box by using WineDevil. So you have no additional step than the previous one. And here we can see that the game worked perfectly fine, same as for example Hollow Knight Silksong, that was working right after release. So no additional fix needed to be done. Same for Skyrim, The Elder Scrolls V, and as an example, Fallout 4 work as well without issue. And some other games do too. Now I will discuss how do we use Linux Emulator to play Linux games on FreeBSD. So it's the same step, except instead of installing Wine, we enable the compatibility layer for Linux Emulator, which requires you to enable the Linux service in rc.d or just kld wadding the Linux module and mooting the correct file system. Once this is done, you can install the Linux based utils from Rocky Linux 9, which is now the default on FreeBSD, and then you can just install your Linux game, which usually is a shell script that will just extract the game into a directory like what GOG is doing. And then you just need to correct the chebang on the shell script that starts the game, because they usually use bin bash as a path, but you want to use the one from the Linux emulator, so it will be compat Linux bin bash. So once you do all this change, you can directly run your game. But of course, it was too easy, right? So you have some difficulty. If you have an NVIDIA card, in addition to the NVIDIA driver for FreeBSD, for the host, you also need to install the Linux NVIDIA libs corresponding to your driver. So not so difficult, you just install a package, it's available. The difficult part is when you have a driver that is based on Mesa. So for this, you may need to apply one of the two patches. Those patches are for allowing lin sysfs, which is the Linux module that allows us to have the DRM node in /dev /GUI, card 0, and loader D. And of course, on the compatibility layer, it will be in /compat/linux/dev/GUI. So the loader node are missing actually on any FreeBSD install. So you need to apply those patch, else games won't recognize the GPU acceleration on certain graphic cards. Not all of them. Some Intel GPU just work, but not all of them. And same for AMD GPU. So once you do that, your game will have a GPU acceleration. I will now then discuss another method that is using Linux TeamUtils, which is a package that allows us to run the Steam client on FreeBSD by using the Linux Steam client and applying a set of workarounds around it. A first notable workaround is that it fixes the GPU acceleration issue, so you don't need the previous patch because it does it in userland. So it will use the FreeBSD driver and sysctl to parse the DRM config to know which DRI node is associated with which render D node and write reconstruct the correct character device. In addition, it can use shroot une privilege functionality in FreeBSD that allow a normal user to shroot into a directory to use the Steam on runtime. So it will be called LSU shroot in our case. And finally, it will allow us to play Windows game via Wine Proton, which is a fork of Wine from Valve. And on the project GitHub page, you can find a little fix for gamepad detection. So it will fix the permission of any gamepad connected on the system on the Linux compatibility layer. And how you go from not a victim to SIM, it's simple. Enable Linux compat, you install the packages, you read the entire README on the GitHub page, you follow the instruction, and then you run Steam. And it will run OK. As you can see some examples. So here you have the Steam client. And we will go to see the compatibility option. So here you have a game that you select the LSU shroot runtime sniper. And you can see here that the game run and my DualSense controller was correctly detected. And you can see that in-game footage, that the game work perfectly fine. Same as for Don't Starve Together. And you can also leverage WinProton to run Steam games that are only available on Windows. And here is the same story. My controller is still detected and the game run perfectly fine. Mm. And you can run older games. So, in case where the game won't work on Wine or Linux, particularly for games that use anti-cheat software, you may need to use a virtual machine for that. So with Behive, you will be able to run a Linux game and have proper GPU acceleration by using GPU pass-through. So here, how I do. So I will use VM Behive to create a config for my VM. I will set the pass-through device for my GPU, for the audio on my GPU, and one USB controller, so that I will be able to attach my keyboard, my mouse, even my controller wired or wirelessly, because I have also the Bluetooth driver, the Bluetooth device. And I have some script that allow me to prepare my system for the next boot, so that it starts the VM and take control of monitors and input. And then at the next boot, it will be FreeBSD again. So the steps are simple. You launch the script to enable game in VM as root. You reboot the system. And once you reboot your system, the monitors that are connected to the GPU will be controlled by the VM. And same for the keyboard and mouse that are connected to the USB controller that I just passed through. So this allows us to have a dual system. Like if you have two monitors, you can have one monitor on the VM, the other on the GPU, so it will be the FreeBSD host, and you will be able to run a desktop session for both the VM and FreeBSD at the same time. And for this, KVM would be easier, since you could connect it to two separate USB controllers. And as you can see, in my VM, my GPU is correctly detected. It's RX 7800 XT, and you can see the model is FreeBSD behave, so it's a really behave machine. And that games like Elden Ring, which use easy anti-cheat, is working perfectly fine, and sometimes multiplayer seems to work since some user can connect to it. And Baldur's Gate 3, that I didn't succeed to work to make running on Wine or just on Wine because there is no Linux native version, works as well. And also Monster Hunter Wilds is working perfectly fine on this setup. In conclusion, gaming on FreeBSD can be achieved by multiple means. One means that I didn't discuss is just running an open source game directly on FreeBSD, like Super Toss Kart, ZeroID, MegaGlass, etc. Or some just open source engine like Open Morrowind, for instance. You can use, you can leverage Wine to play Windows game, or you can use Linuxator either manually or assisted to play Linux game. And finally, you can run your game through BI with GPU pass-through to play your game on Linux and I guess in theory on Windows. But I didn't test it. And there is other tools too that I didn't discuss. For instance, there is Mitsumari, which is a front-end to Wine that have some pre-configuration that will install with WineTwix some components that are known to be required for each game, which is a nice tool. And you can also use cloud computing for gaming from your browser, or maybe trying running the Windows application through Wine and play like that. Thank you for your attention. The question was, do I provide the new WoW64, I guess, not the old one? Yeah. Okay, for the new WoW64, there is a Wine Proton 10.0 that is awaiting a review in a PR that have the new mod. And there is one attempt of Wine for the version 10.8. From another contributor, which is the one that do Linux Images, by the way. And you can use Wine exclusively in a new mod, in a new WoW64. But for the next version, I didn't succeed into having a Wine that works. It just takes fault every time. So it's a lot of assembly work for that.
So I know it's not currently possible to do that with a PCI pass through with Beehive, but how feasible would it do to have like single GPU switching where you don't have to, you know, have two separate ones, just use one?
The question was how to do with single GPU pass through, single GPU system.
Yeah.
Integrated or or discrete?
Either way.
For discrete GPU, like if you have a system with a CPU without an integrated GPU and a DGPU, for me it should work, because when you start FreeBSD, you lose the console at some point and it will it give it to the VM. So in this case it should work. For iGPU, some people tested, but there is some issue with the ROM and the memory region, so there is backup automation that have a lot of work on this, so maybe they have custom patch to do that.
But is it actually possible to do that on the fly, or feasible, like...
You mean without restarting?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.